Welcome to part 24. You made it! Remember that we use this expression, make it, about arriving or showing up somewhere. Like, I hope that I'll be able to make it to the meeting on Friday. We also use it to talk about achieving some level of success. I had been starting businesses for 10 years before I finally made it. Billie Eilish made it as a singer before she turned 18. He made it through the surgery. Sometimes make it just means survive. Do you think you could make it in the wild? Do you think you could survive in the wild? You can usually tell from the context which meaning is meant.
I can't make rent this month.
To make rent is to be able to pay it. I made rent on time means I was able to pay rent on time. Often you'll hear this used in the negative, like I was barely able to make rent, or I was not able to make my rent last month.
How much is your power bill?
We often call electricity power.
The power went out during the storm.
Means the lights went out. We call this a power outage. Power outages in the U.S. usually happen because of some weather conditions, like a snowstorm or a hurricane. We say the power goes out and comes back on. The power only went out for a second. It's back on already. When I visited the countryside in Albania, we had a lot of problems with power outages. How often does the power go out where you live? Utilities in the U.S. are a combination of electricity, gas, water, sewer, and maybe trash pickup. The electricity makes up the majority of utilities that I pay. So electricity is the largest percentage of my utilities.
Can you open the light?
No. Can you turn on the light? We say turn off and turn on about anything electric and anything that has a power button. So we turn off and turn on the TV, the phone, the computer, the fan, the radio, the AC. By the way, in the U.S., we don't call the air conditioner aircon. We usually call it just AC.
Oh, can you turn up the AC? It's so hot in here.
We also turn up and turn down the AC or the heat the same way that we turn up and turn down music or the volume on anything. We only say open and close about things that we are physically, literally opening and closing. For example, I can open and close a book, a window, a door, a lid, a laptop, the hood of my car, my mouth. I can physically open and close my laptop, but that's different than pushing the power button to turn it on. We call petrol gas in the US. Let me break this down because there's a lot of things that we call gas. Gas is fuel for cars. Gas is natural gas, like methane, that you use for heating and cooking in your home. Gas is any substance that's not a solid or a liquid or a plasma. And gas is also intestinal gas, like air in the gut. We can tell from the context which kind of gas we're talking about. We're never confused about this. Gas money is money that you give someone when they give you a ride, right? Gas is really expensive in the US and it seems like it's going up all the time. So it's considerate to offer someone gas money if they give you a ride. What other bills do you have? Do you have a car payment or a mortgage? A mortgage is the loan that you get for a home. It is pronounced mortgage. Mortgage. If you do have a mortgage, it probably means that you put money down before you took out the loan. Remember that we take out a loan or get a loan. The bank gives you a loan. When you put money down, it just means that you pay part of the total before you take out the loan. We also call this making a down payment. So you make a down payment, you take out a loan, and then you pay monthly payments on the loan. X down and Y a month is the most common way to describe this arrangement.
How much did you put down on your car? I put $5,000 down and I pay $300 a month.
What did you put down on your house?
I put $60,000 down.
I want to buy a house.
How much should I put down? You should try to save up at least 30% as a down payment.
To save up means the same thing as to save. But it sounds like you're focused on saving a certain amount of money so that you can buy something specific. So we usually save up for something. I've been saving money. I've been saving up for a car. Insurance is also a major expense in the US. With insurance, you buy a policy and then you pay monthly premiums. So with everything else, we talk about making monthly payments, but with insurance, we call these premiums. If you pay a premium for a service, it means you are paying a very high price. People are willing to pay a premium to stay at fancy hotels on the beach here in Da Nang. Here's a little culture note. In the US, we pay car insurance, homeowner's insurance, renter's insurance, life insurance, health insurance, dental insurance, vision insurance. Insurance is a big industry. The average cost of health insurance in the US is $600 a month. If you have a good job, your employer will pay part of that. But many jobs do not offer health insurance because it's actually not mandatory to do so. Only big companies are required to pay health insurance, and they are only required to pay it to full-time employees. We usually think of a full-time job as being 40 hours per week. So part-time is less than that, but it's defined differently by each state. Usually, part-time is like under 32 hours a week or something like that. Health insurance is one benefit of having a full-time job. Other benefits might include sick time, paid vacation time, maternity leave, or a retirement plan. Companies in the US are not required to provide any of these benefits. So back to insurance. If something bad happens, like let's say you get into a car accident, you have to submit a claim with your insurance company. They review your claim and decide whether or not they're going to pay for your expenses. And if so, how much they're going to pay. If they approve your claim, they pay you a settlement. If they don't approve your claim, they pay you nothing. Okay, let's talk about something else. Insurance is really boring.
I am paid 6 months ahead on my bills.
If you're able to pay your bills in advance, for example, you pay rent before it's due, or you pay several months ahead on your car payment, we say you are paid ahead. You can also use this expression to talk about how far you're paid ahead. I am paid 6 months ahead on my car payment.
I got behind in my bills after the car accident.
If you miss payments, meaning you don't pay the bill for a month or more, we say you fell behind or you got behind on your bills. The formal way to say this is you are in arrears, but normal people don't talk like that. We just say you're behind in your bills. Sometimes you'll have to pay a penalty or late fees on top of your normal payment if you get behind in your bills. On top of means in addition to.
I couldn't make rent on time. So now on top of that, I have to pay an extra $50 a day for every day that I'm late. I missed my last car payment and they charged me a $50 late fee.
To charge is to ask for a certain amount of money for services. How much do you charge for classes? This word charge is a little bit confusing. We also use it to mean use a credit card. So if you don't have the cash, you could just charge it. Means use the credit card. Put it on the credit card.
If you can't afford it, just put it on a credit card.
Obviously, it's a bad idea to put something you can't afford on a credit card, but this is standard behavior in the US. By the way, most credit card companies charge around 20% for purchases. So yeah, pretty bad idea. In the next two lessons, we're going to learn super common and super useful phrases about doing random everyday things.